Eita Orlando epico muri Zimbabwe kwazi why mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle ikudibana kohlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is a Tuesday, the 22nd of October 2019, and we're coming to you live from a Studio 7 Voice of America lape in Washington DC. Zimbabwe Mushe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Ndinom Gamchiram Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chitiki, Ushelo The Connection Lilami U Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that government claims is crippling the Zimbabwean economy, and organizations such as SADC seem to agree. Tonight, I talk to my panel of youth about the sanctions placed on certain government officials, ZANU-PF officials, and certain Zimbabwean entities by countries such as the United States of America and, of course, organizations such as the EU, the European Union. The 25th of October 2019 has been set aside by member states of the SADC, that is the Southern African Development Committee, and, of course, Zimbabwean government included, as a day that they'll be launching what they're calling the anti-sanctions campaign against the sanctions once again placed on ZANU-PF officials, placed on some members of the Zimbabwean government, and of course placed on some entities that are linked to the Zimbabwean government. Now, this is bound to happen this Friday, Zimbabwe Mushe, 25 October. That's where everything is going to be going down. In actual fact, uhulumende we Zimbabwe, umongameli Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, today actually ute hi, ngempela ngomhlaka 25, on the 25th, it's going to be a public holiday. Why they chose to do that, ute hi? Sifisa ukunikeza wonke umuntu uZulu wonke ithuba lokuthi baphume ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela emigwaqweni, betshengisela ukuthi hayi bethi phansi ngama-sanctions. Now, are you going to be a part of that? I look to hear more from Nina, ikakhulukazi abalaleli bethu abase Zimbabwe. Now, on our youth program today, not only do we look to unpack the meaning of these sanctions, kodwa sifisa ukuzwa kini zulukandaba, ngifisa ukuxoxa labontanga nevechidiki kuthi vatitsanangurwa ukuthi ivo sevechidiki, how are these sanctions affecting them? However, I'm looking to hear most importantly from you, muri Zimbabwe, kuti aiwa nemswechishanu mswa 25 October muchange muchibuda here ne uwandu wenyu muchinoratidzira. However, mthwakazo muhle, before we delve deeper into tonight's topic, let us head over to an event that was hosted by ibandla elibusayo, ibandla elezanu PF, earlier on today. Abantu abasakhulayo abebandla elezanu PF had an event whereby they opened their doors to different civic organizations and political players to discuss the topic that we're having today, the anti-sanctions campaign. So let us head over to Usali Ngoni, a young entrepreneur who is the co-founder of the Broad Alliance Against Sanctions. Now, mthwakazo muhle, I have to put this disclaimer and shout out to these guys for that. This footage that we're about to play is courtesy of Open Parley. So if you're looking to watch the whole thing of what you're about to watch, feel free to check out their Facebook page, Open Parley. Let's take a look.
Sanctions were imposed on Zimbabwe after we took our land, after we did the land reform program. The United States, the UK and the Western powers, they saw it as a noble cause to impose illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe because we had taken what rightfully belongs to us. And in the past, I can say two decades, the mantra has been that the sanctions are targeted. Perhaps as an ordinary citizen, I would like to say the sanctions missed their target, and they targeted us as the vulnerable and ordinary citizens of Zimbabwe. Those who are on the sanctions list have never starved. They've never slept without eating. Their children go to school every day. But it's the ordinary in the vulnerable groups of society who have suffered from these sanctions. And it's what perpetuated us as the young people of Zimbabwe to say let's take the fight to the doorstep of America, because they are the ones who enacted an act desidera upon us, and that's why we've been camped at the American Embassy since the 29th of March. Thank you.
Shout out to Open Pali for letting us use their footage. They broadcasted, like I mentioned early on, the entire meeting. So if you're looking to watch that, check it out on their Facebook page, Open Pali. Now, Umthokozo Muhle, as mentioned by Usalingoni, members of ZANU-PF firmly believe ukuthi the sanctions placed on some Zimbabwean entities, some government officials, and some members of ZANU-PF, they, of course, like they keep saying, are illegal. This has been a sentiment that's been echoed through time and time and time. Even ngesikhathi sikamongameli uRobert Mugabe engakashoni, he liar, he used to say the same thing. Esithi, hayi, it's just so zenotho. They're there. These are illegal. However, the current American ambassador to Zimbabwe, Brian Nichols, begs to differ. Yet an interview with a VOA's Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye quite a long time ago. However, he brought out Nyayema sanctions. He explained in depth what the sanctions are all about. Let's take a look.
The U.S. policy toward Zimbabwe has a number of elements, but one of those elements is legal, that's ZIDERA. Put it as simply as I can, if Zimbabwe fulfills the requirements of its 2013 constitution, it will meet the requirements of ZIDERA. ZIDERA covers lending by international organizations to Zimbabwe and forgiveness of the debt that Zimbabwe has to those organizations and countries in the Paris Club. The sanctions that exist are executive branch sanctions on 154 individuals and entities, and it prevents people from the United States or through the United States economic system from providing economic benefits to those people, or can prevent them from traveling to the United States. So there are two different areas, but Zimbabwe's progress in building a democracy that respects the tenets of the 2013 Constitution is the key thing that it needs to do.
And before, this is my last question. I'm going back again to sanctions. Generally, people in Zimbabwe believe that sanctions hurt the ordinary person on the street, not the ones that are on the target list. What can you say about that?
Well, Zimbabwe has an opportunity for growth, and the sanctions really do affect specific individuals.
Yes.
Decisions on investment in Zimbabwe are driven by the economic conditions in Zimbabwe, the rule of law, the assurances that people's investments will be protected, that they have the right to have majority ownership in their businesses. Those are the kinds of things that the private sector is interested in. There is a significant interest in investment in Zimbabwe, but investors want to see the reforms that have been talked about implemented. We need to see the implementation and action on the reforms, not just a list of reforms that are proposed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nichols.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was an interview that VOA's Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, shout out, did with the ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Brian Nichols. Saka Muriye Zimbabwe, anzi mswa 25 October, mswa chishanu, mshaka 25 October, anzi ne urumende Zimbabwe ichange iri National Public Holiday, anzi Anti-Sanctions Day. Tonight, I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe Muhle, Mthokozo Muhle. How do you feel about the sanctions? Njalo, most importantly, are these sanctions the thing that are actually crippling umnotho welizwe? If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Lilako njalo ungxhuma live ecingweni on +1 202 619 2077. However, Mthokozo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, just as I announce every Tuesday, we're broadcasting live on radio for our radio fanatics. We're live on 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona njalo ku 4930 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave, and on the internet we're live streaming as we speak on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. zimbabwe.com. So, Mthwakazi Omuhle, if you're looking to join us, feel free to check us out on our three web pages, njalo ku radio. Pinda Mchirongwa, lila ko sikona njalo, namhla kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMikeOwe.
Hey, hola, Ndeyipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, MikeOwe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Twitter and Instagram at BigMike3. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, Tripano Pama Page, Numa Tatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Njalogo, VOA Studio 7. Sakamisa Kangano, Kushare Chirongwa, Kutraktuo Neno, Wandu Edu, Kanamchida Upinam Chirongwa, Mokwani Sao Nyora, Jekare, Namba Ze, Nare Mboja, Tok Fuenrai, Kutimu Pindem Chirongwa, Mutu Zoo Maundrenyu. But Zimbabwe Mushle, let's now dive into the topic that we have today. And joining me live via Skype, Mumundo Ngusakulayo, Uwebanda Elibusayo, Ibanda Elezanu PF, Umnumzana Ufarai Muvuti. Farai, as Kipa and Buddha's Ushapile.
Mpilele babu, pilele.
Ah, mina ngishapi, njani mpilo?
Grand. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Great. It's been a while since you've been on the program, so welcome back.
Yes, indeed. No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, asitintenu tabalukone kutu infarai. Earlier on, I was able to host one of our programs, Let's Talk Gajikurukure, where we're talking to youth about the same issue. And it seems as though the first thing that was highlighted was, vechidiki wakawanda arugara kuZimbabwe. A lot of youth are really not satisfied with the way that government has handled things, are really not satisfied with the way that government is running the show. In actual fact, some have come onto the show and said, aiwa, wezerai ma sanctions, add more sanctions until uhulumende starts acting accordingly. You as a young person who's part of the ZANU-PF, ungathi ngombono?
Okay, well, firstly, of course, thank you for having me yet again. I think what I can say with regards to that, the community of young people that you've spoken to, you know, of course, it's part of a democratic, we live in a plural society, so it is part of their democratic rights to exercise, you know, their own views. But I think what is critical is to always create a separation, a clear distinction between what is of national interest or what I would call fundamental interests and what the internal political issues are. When we're discussing sanctions, they are a causation of problems. They worsen the problem. They don't help you get to a better outcome. But when you're talking about the agenda of reform and the agitations to see government do better, what we should be having is a national discussion that enables us to emphasize that. But you can't do that by asking for a fundamental issue such as a sanction to be implored upon your country, to be enforced upon your country, because it doesn't aid you in terms of the outcomes that you expect. In fact, what it does is it further worsens and decays the social fabric by virtue of denying investment and denying the ability for private business to do what it does best, which is create employment. Now, when you have two situations in which, one, the government is trying to create a political reform, and two, private businesses are trying to resuscitate industry, and in order to do so, they need lower interest rates on the part of private business. But equally, government needs to be able to drive the agenda of employment as to better equip its institutions to then create deliverables as it concerns reforms. Mm. So sanctions cannot become the prerequisite of reform. Reform rather cannot become the prerequisite of sanctions removal. Mm. It is the other way around. Mm. It is creating an economic environment that enables us to grow our economy, grow and strengthen the institutions, the respective institutions, whose duty it is to safeguard the national interest with regards to political reform and economic development and the betterment of the entire the society in its entirety.
Muvuthi awungichazisele into eyi-1 bengikhangela ngilayini list la eyabantu who are on the sanctions list ikakhulukazi eMelika. And Simzwile ambassador, he was on, you know, Marvelous once had an interview with him that we just played. And ambassador, you know, chasile kahle wathi hayi udaba lwama sanction, it's something that's affecting specific entities, specific individuals.
If I asked you to defend the corruption of your company, for instance, let's pretend that Voice of America is a corrupt entity, and I asked you to justify its corruption or justify its inadequacies, you're not going to tell me, you're not going to give me a positive poem about it, are you? A negative poem about your own entity, will you? You're going to try to defend the country you belong to, because that is his job. I do not shun the ambassador for doing what he's paid to do. He is paid to defend the foreign policy of his country. That's why he's in the country, and that's why you call him ambassador. It is part of his job to do that. But the problem that I have is a media fabric that is not investigative in itself. I mean, one simply needs to look at Senator Jim Hinoff, who's an American, by the way, senator within the Foreign Policy Relations Committee. This is what he proposed in 2010 in what he called the Zimbabwe Sanctions Repeal Act of 2010. He says, in order to restore fully the economy of Zimbabwe and assist in the process of transition. Now, if Jim Hinoff, who is an expert in foreign policies and equally part of the Foreign Policy Relations Committee within the House of Senate, is now proposing this bill in 2010, and his suggestion is that in order for us to have Zimbabwe's economy restored, is the word he used, it means that there's an acknowledgement that there's an element of destructive aspects to the sanctions. Because one of the things that the ambassador says, which he conveniently forgot to say when he talked about Zidera in particular, he conveniently forgot to mention the executive orders and their impact in terms of bilateral relations with the companies and entities and countries that trade with America. They force them to not have any dealings. And if there is dealings with Zimbabwe in terms of trade or financial systems and so forth, there is a penalty, a sanction penalty. That deters investment. But let us pretend that your defense is correct and you're holding a list, which I deem very useless, considering that Zidera is not list-based. Zidera has lists and EU have lists. The EU ones were specific to travel bans. Zidera in particular is specific to the lending from financial institutions, as he himself described yesterday in an interview. They're specific to lending and financial impediments and a critical aspect called balance support systems, balance support payments. Now, any country that is denied its ability to be able to have access to infrastructure, by the way, we have a right to access those funds by virtue of being one of the stakeholders in these global institutions. But when denied that ability, we are then denied the capacity, government is denied its capacity to, one, to do the basic things, ukufaka amanzi, to sanitize amanzi at a borehole. Government is equally denied the ability to grow the economy. That's why Jim Hinoff himself acknowledges that we need to fully restore the economy of Zimbabwe. Why then, if the sanctions are not impactful on government and are merely targeted on individuals, why is this bill that was tabled in 2010 by Jim Hinoff pointing out the need to restore the economy if indeed it had been not destroyed?
All right, Mufuti, what in Gubambe, Nan Umlomo, Nitato Muminu guest on Gena Ushel, and then I'll come back to you, Angit.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe Bushle, that was our Ufarai Mufuti, Ungeneling and Bella, Ung Sakulayo, Iban Lelibusai, Iban Lelizano PF. We are Shutai, into Kala. He seems to highlight the position that I stated earlier on Uti, Iban Lelibusai, Iban Lelizano PF, Wanabata, Ama sanctions are corner, Unge Kumte Twene, and Zaiwa, those are illegal sanctions. As Gatins, we could Ivo Vichiki, Vano Rako Zero Zoan, Munika, Vano Tina, Jo, Varupinda Paranari, Varupinda Mchirongwa, Charles Nyoni, Omo. Wewe chidiki anora kodze roku Zimbabwe. Vanyoni, ndino mkamchila mchirongwa, shuru kufamba?
Yofara, mnofara, ili watereri.
Ai, wa, ndi nechu imbo choktu watereri wari bo, wari kufara, wachukunzo, waimuri chirongwa nasa.
Mfaro wangu kwa wapano.
Right, vanyoni, paru, nari, kana tuti pa Skype, tine umu wewe chidiki, webatore zanu PF, wari ku UK uko, vafara imu vuti. vamuvuti vari kuwirirana nezvambotaurwawo neumwe musikana anga ari kuchirongwa chakarongwa nebato rezano PF nhasi anga achiti masanctions are illegal. Imi seumwe vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu especially dzevechidiki, munozvitambirawo sei izvozvo vanhu vachiti aiwa hanzi zviripo izvikaizvo, hanzi zvine chinangwa to ensure kuti nyika yeZimbabwe haibudirire?
Aiwa, uku kupenga kuri pachina, tingasero tenderana zviri tichitadza kuudzana chokwadi semhanza yembudzi pachina.
Saka tiudzei kamukoma chokwadi chacho ndechipi?
Kana iye ari kuBritain ari kutaura uyo akatizei muZimbabwe achienda kuBritain, chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti patiri nhasi uno pekuti masanction ari illegal, takambopasvika pamugaba achiripo pakakolektwa 1 million masignatures, mapepa acho akazofurashiwa mutereteteti namugabi zvashaya basa aona kuti zviri kudiwa kuti masanction abve akundikana kuzviita. Iyi hurumende yavamunangagwa iri kuziva chiri kudiwa, vakaudzwa vamunangagwa nehurumende yekuamerica kuburikidza naambasada wavo kunzi gadzirai mareforms, respectai kodzero dzevanhu, musangosunga vanhu, bvisai posta, bvisai izvo nezvozvo. Vanozviziva zvinodikanwa asi havasi kuda kuita izvozvo. Sakai varida kumhanyisa mberi kuti ngavatange vabvisirwa masanction nekuti vavapote vachifamba nendege vachinodyawo ko nekunorapwa kunze kwenyika, isisi vana veZimbabwe tichitambura. Hakuna zvakadaro, ndezvekupenga zvavari kutitira izvo. Masanction iwaya anotobva kana varemekedza kodzero dzevanhu, kwete kuti vanoti vanhu vauya kuzochema umwe wavo vari kukoti vovasunga pamusoro pazvo votendoka voti hanzi munyika mune masanction. Sanction irimo muZimbabwe iZANU-PF.
Kodwa Nyoni, siloku sikudabalonyola masanctions, uyamuzi umuvutsi ukhona ecingweni uthi ngombono wakhe, one of the things as highlighted by ZANU-PF over time and time again, especially ngesikhathi sikaMgabe, is ama-sanctions seem to be something that's preventing i-growth eyomnotho welizwe. Awuboni ngani bangakhipha ama-sanctions umnotho welizwe ulakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi nicho lokhu kangikuboni sibili, ngoba abantu laba babekwazi ukuthi kule nto okuthiwa ngama-sanction ngelanga becabanga ukukhipha umgaba, babekwazi ukula ama-sanction ngelanga lapho behlala phansi bebhala i-manifesto yabo besithi yithe sizawina ama-election, yithe sizabusa elizweni, babekwazi ukuthi ama-sanction akhona. So kathesi into esitshintshileyo kuyini? Ama-sanction avela kudala ekhona la, into etshintshileyo kuyini? Ama-diamonds ona la abathi khona sehlile kuthengisa ama-diamonds angaphi besithengise wona ukuthi nanka diamonds yethu, nanku umfanekiso wama-diamonds sehlile kukwagcinisa. Akula ngitsho le yoti i-diamond abakuthengisa yona, kodwa sebephenduka bejika besithi kena ama-sanction. Akula nje into yokuhlanya ngumbhedo lowo ukuthi ama-sanction abaphambanisa ukubusa bona ne-corruption yabo kanye nokutshontsha imali yelizwe nokulutha yinto imbangela kuphela lapho.
So nina njengentsha ikakhulukazi abalwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni, ngomhlaka 25 ngolwesihlanu lizabe liphuma ngobuningi benu na?
Sisiya ngaphi? Sisiya kwenzani? Thina sivele siphila ngokuzisebenzela ngokuhasela lokhu esikutshoyo. Sabe sisithi siya kwenzani? Siyajina umbhedo lofanana lokumatha ngedorobheni. Ukumatha esingakwenza mhlaka 25 ukumatha njengalokhu esakwenzayo ngoNovemba, ukumatha ukukhipha uhulumende kamnangagwa kanye neZANU-PF, nothi ukumatha simathele umbhedo ofanana nokumathela ama-sanctions.
Hayi, bamba kancane ecingweni Nyoni, asizweni ukuthi yena umuvuthi uthini. Farai ukhona ecingweni angesibuthi?
Yeah, no, I think the first thing I can say is that umuntu osuta imali ANED kumbe USAID uza bona umbhedo and cannot always distinguish between what is of national critical interest and what is a political partisan issue. His concerns with Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF are separate to the national interest concerns that we are discussing. The sanctions, right, are like an imperial force. They are, in fact, an imperial force. Just to quote someone, I'd like to quote, what's his name? Fanon. Fanon once said something so critical, which I think is important for us to understand where we are in this juncture in as far as we're discussing sanctions. We see sanctions as a revenge to our post-colonial experience. And Fanon says, when a colonial and imperial and an imperialist power is forced to give independence to a people, the imperialist power says, oh, you want independence? Then take it, but of course, die of hunger. And I'm paraphrasing for none here. But to amplify that, there's something that a professor of Ohio State University, John Muller, has says about sanctions. And he wrote this in the Foreign Affairs magazine in 1999, in the May to June edition. And he says, sanctions of mass destruction, this is the critical point, he says, it's an inexpensive, potent weapon to use against small and medium countries to inflict enormous pain as to ensure that a whole economy can be devastated. Now, I'm saying don't believe what ZANU-PF has to say about sanctions. Damn me, don't even believe what I have to say. Don't even forget what your own government have to say. Forget SADC. Listen to our American academics where you're based in Washington or State Ohio, what they have to say about sanctions. There is no piece of academic material that is cited that any time a superpower such as America uses a strategy such as sanctions on a smaller country, such as Zimbabwe, which is landlocked, by the way, an agro-based economy whose ecology relies on rainfall, and we've had two decades of no rainfall at all. Combine that with the fact that with an impediment to access capital to go towards intensive investments, because we have two critical industries, which is agriculture, which is capital intensive, and mining, which is capital intensive. To then say that in your logic, in this entire country with 92% literacy numeracy rate, that there is no nexus between the underdevelopment of our country and the sanctions that come from a global superpower, there is no nexus whatsoever, is almost laughable. And it does not give credit to the grandstanding academic structures we have in our country. It's actually an insult to our parents' school fees, because it means that we have a deficit of logic. Fiscal waterboarding. Hold on, just to make two points. Fiscal waterboarding our country is facing are critical for us to understand that we need to separate the politics here. We need to depoliticize the discussion and look at it from a practical, logical, academic perspective, rather than making hogwash statements about wuhlanya wemungakwanzi ukubala.
Okay, bamba kancane ecingweni Farai, ngithatha umlaleli, and then I'll come back to you, angithi Buthi.
Yeah,
right, zulukandaba liyamuzwa ngumnumzana Farai Mufuthi owebandla ele ZANU-PF. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilo mlaleli ndikuzondile mthereri parunare, khola mthereri ongenayo kuhlelo aruparunare ndiyani.
Yebo, baba ukhuluma noSinyoni.
Yebo, mnumzana onjani?
Siyaphila baba, njani
nina? Hayi, siphilile. Uthe ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ye, ukhuluma noSinyoni Ndlovu lapho ohlala lapha eSouth Africa.
Wo Ndlovini, usixhuma kwele South Africa?
Yebo baba.
Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Ndlovini. Udabula ukhona ekudini uluzwile, asizweni umbono wakho.
Yebo baba, mina udaba umbono enginawo nje lapha njengesizala saseZimbabwe. Mina ngivumelana ukuthi ama-sanction kakhubeke khona, ngoba umongameli lo osinaye thina uhlukumeza abantu, njengoba siyabona abantu bayashaywa ngamapholisa, abantu bayahlukunyezwa, okusho ukuthi ke khona ilizwe lethu alikakhululeki. Ingakho ke abantu abahlala izimali elizweni lelana bazosaba nabo ukuthi baze bezovula amakhampani, ngoba bebona lokho kwenzeka elizweni. So kumanje kungcono bakhulumisane, kube nama-reforms, kuzokwazi ukuthi abantu bakhululeke elizweni, bezokwazi ukuthi ke ama-investors nawo akwazi ukungena ngokukhululeka. Yebo. Umuntu umbono enginawo ukuthi kungcono ke bahlale bakhulumisane namazwe aphesheya ayiwona ke aphethe umnotho, ukuthi bengenza kanjani ukuthi ke bavumelane ngodaba lwama-reforms, ngoba kubuhlungu kakhulu esikubona kusenzeka ekhaya. Abantu babulawa indlala, akula manzi, akunamagesi kumanje. Kodwa yena uhulumende wathi yena sekuzovotwa, wathi yena khona within a year abantu bazothola imisebenzi, yonke into izolungisa. Kodwa kumanje sibona izwe liyafadakala, liyaphansi. Okuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi ama-investors angeke ebe ne-interest yokuthi baze bezo-investa imali zabo elizweni elifana naleli laseZimbabwe.
Kodwa Ndlovini, kuhlelo ecingweni besilo mnumzana uFarai Mufuthi owebandla leZANU-PF, yena uthi udaba lokhona is uthi ngifake ngesikhiwa so that everybody understands, uthi ama-sanctions is just zomnotho, kuthiwa they're crippling umnotho yelizwe. He went deeper, waze wachasisa esithi hayi, udaba lokhona egudwini, especially when you look at a country like Zimbabwe that is agro-based, you know, when you haven't received, you know, rains in such a long time, izinto ezifana labo zidera that make it difficult ukuthi ilizwe lithole ama loans are crippling umnotho welizwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ngaloko okokuqala ngathi mina ke khona ubudlelwano thina esilabo namazwe aphesheya bekungasibo udlelwano obuhle ngoba angeke ukuthi wena ufune usizwe iyo lokuthi yazi ukuthi elive naseZimbabwe ke kakhulukazi kulowo mongameli president bekanga zwani nabantu abaye balale emhlophe kodwa ke lokho yikhona okubulelekizwe kakhulu ngoba kumanje noma singakusho ukuthi as long kungekho ukuzwana kukhona ayikho inguquko esizoyibona eZimbabwe kuleyo nto kumele ba-create ubudlelwano then kuzokwazi ukuqhubekela phambili balungise izinto ngesivumelwano ngokusayina amaphepha ngoba kumanje baba eZimbabwe akulandelwa i-constitution law ngathi ngayibiza ngithini kodwa ke niyangizwa kahle ukuthi ngizame ukuthimba.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Simeon, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo othi ngithathe omunye umlaleli kodwa thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Come back next week angithi.
Siyabonga baba.
Right, hayi liyamuzwa Zulukandaba uyo Ndiva Ndlovu umo wevechidiki ari ku South Africa chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe apinda muchiro wangu abva taura oka maondro akafanana nemaondro avanyoni hanzi masanctions ngaagare kusvikira hurumende yeZimbabwe yarespecta kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Ngatinzwe kuti vanyoni vanoti tanzwa kuti vamuvhuti we're trying to get him back ye technology inombonetsa sometimes but let's go to Unyoni and then we'll go back to Ofarai. Nyoni usakhona ecingweni? Right, so abalaleli bayangena kuhlelo and they seem to be in agreement with you. Kodwa umbono kaFarai is not in agreement with any of both opinions that you guys have. Yena uFarai uthi qhubeka khuluma but
yabona uFarai into ayikhuluma inyayizo but uFarai ukhuluma ngabantu ababhalayo njalo indaba zokubala yena engani ngaphetheya engekho lapha eZimbabwe la yena uFarai lapha into ayilwelayo into ayikhalelayo lapha yikuthi abanye bakhe ngapha abazana ePF bathone ukutshontsha izimali ngoba wathi ama-sanction la angakhitshwa masingakhohlwa ukuthi ama-sanction la kuthiwa ngama-targeted sanctions athageta ama-individuals nama-companies aziwayo vele engophula umthetho khathesi singakhanyela umuntu oyiresponsible ukudubula abantu ngo-August last year after my election uMajor Lohan khathesi sebempromothile bamenza u-ambassador wangale ngaseTanzania atshabo ngoba vele bona kabalandi ukulandela umthetho ukuthi kajezise kaye phambili komthetho wandaba so thina sithi hhayi asiqaleni ngokwenza ama-reforms kulandela umthetho silungise ilizwe libuyele gwethu ku-rail then sibese sizokhuluma ngendaba lezo ezokuthi utshontshwa abatshontshileyo kakhesi akula ngitsho lo yedwa obotshiwayo akula ngitsho lo yedwa kakhesi owavalelayo kumbe wathathelwa izimali zelizwe kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi imali iyatshontshwa so bona bakhala ngokuthi ama-sanction alimaza ilizwe yeZimbabwe i-agrobase ye siyakwazi sithi izidera leyo abakhala ngayo bona bafuna ukutshontsha imali nothi ukuthi ilizwe kuthiwa kune-difference between izanop f kanye ne-national issue indaba yama-sanction le ichagethedi kwema-individuals yikho thina singabalekanga elizweni sikhona lapho eZimbabwe noma kungaze kube buhlungu njani kodwa siphila siphakathi kwelizwe leli ngoba siyakwazi ama-sanction kasihluphile ke kodwa bona abafuna ukugada ama-frematina bephapha besiya khatshana le nokuya ukudla imali zokutshontsha nokusebenzisa imali begcina imali ngaphandle yibo abazwa ubuhlungu so thina njengabantwana beZimbabwe especially abatsha abasakhulayo masingavunywa ukusetshenziswa ngabantu laba abezane PF kumbe laba abazithi bona abafundile kumbe bakwazi kakhulu kuyobuya besitshela ukuthi izibani wabhala lokhu nalokhu nalokhu thina into eqinise siyazenyela ukuthi kule list elamabizo namakhampani afakwayo kuma-sanctions la esiwathi ngama-targeted sanctions so thina kusibamba ngaphi ukuthi sihlupha ngaphi ngoba thina vele sivele siyadibeka whether i-sanction or not sivele nje siyadibekela so kuyafana lokho.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Nyoni wathi ngokubamba umlomo kancane but ngiqale ngithatha umlaleli and then uFarai is back on the line. So Zimbabwe muhle manzwa zvamaundro ava Charles Nyoni wechidiki anorora kodzero dzevanhu asi tikoda kuti zvechokwadi macomments nhasi ari kunaya pamapeji edu matatu paVOA Shona vanhu ari kunyora hanzi naMthulisi Ncube disunity not sanctions is killing Zimbabwe. Umatro Nyoni uti well done Charles Nyoni akavhumelani lombono ga mnumzana Farai Muvhutsi hanzi aiwa nyaya yepropaganda yanetsa. Wilbert Mukori is saying Farai speaks a lot and he says a lot. Uchengetai uti watching you from Joburg kurisei koku Jozoko aiwa kana mchida upinda mchirongwa isai number tokufonera loka nyakabau avaisa number ari ku South Africa tichakufonera loka. Lawrence Ncube layo uti I'm watching you from skies going to Ziyathunga. Lawrence ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Uloka upinde wabhala wanzi saka kana muchitadza kubhadhara madoctors nemateachers zvine vanhu vachitadza kugadzirisa nyaya yemagetsi nemvura yakachena zvinhu two hanzi chekuita masanctions chiripo here. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nemaondo enyu. Rashford waze wafakini nomboro yake watsi call me sir tichakufonera mukoro. Ma Rashford tichiri panyaya imwe chete vateereri. I have another caller ongenayo kuhlelo. Kola muteereri ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa ngakwamukenda kuhlelo.
Nyafira njani mfara?
Angiphilile ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngudingani Sithole.
Sithole usiqhoma ungaphi bhuti?
Ngisegoli.
Kunjani kwe-egoli?
Hayi egoli ivo kutshisa nje emalangeni kodwa hayi namhlanje ndingathi lifuna liyakhifiza nje lifuna ukunetha.
Eish mina Sithole please just send me some sand bhuti sekuyagodola la.
Hayi, ngapha sibe sipha ngokutshisa sithi mhlawumbe isodoma legomora izono zethu sezifinyelele ezulwini.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa. So udabule khona egudwini Sithole, I'm sure uluzwile ngempela. A lot of points have come about. Right. Sizweni phela umbono wakho bhuti.
Hayi ama-sanctions angasuswa akaphinde kasikhombisa nakasikhombisa ngoba izanithethi ifuna ukuzenzela umathanda phezulu nakwabantu abangenaqala ayinazwelo nabantu bayisadikileyi kanti yona ingenjani kuninani bezimbabwe bekhala betshaywa bethunjwa belinyazwa kungabi nje ilizwe elinjani elingelazwelo labantu balo. So lama-sanctions a-right kakhulu ngoba izanu ifunti yona ivuse ngokuthanda kwayo xa ungama-elekthini iyafunthani bayivotele ngenkani. So ngama-sanction isadikunile isikhala kuyo ukuthi khona uma ngisemazweni sibalekelweni izanitheko hayi waye ngokuthi ngoba siyesaba ukuthi kube le mpi but sisabe sizwela abantu ukuthi abantu baphinde bahlupheke kabili akukho right. Yona izaniphefu ayilalele nxa yona icabanga ukuthi ingazenzela umathanda ama-sanctions vele aphindwe futhi aphinde afakwe futhi aphinde afakwe ngoba ayilalungelo lokuthi khona manje abantu bavile ukuthi batshengisele emgwaqweni elizweni la elikuthiwa ilizwe lenkululeko.
Kodwa Sithole nangumongameli ushilo wathi ngolwesihlanu uphumani ngoba unengebeli niyotshengisela.
Hayi kakhohlwe otshaya abantu akakhohlwe ukuthi abantu baphume ngoba befunti bona ngabuza ukuthi ama-diamond blood diamond abantu unkulunkulu ebaphila abantu babulawa abantu kwathiwa kuthatha amaplazi aphiwa abantu ethathelwa amakhiwa kadelima abantu besidla besutha besebenza namhlanje abantu bahlupheka imali engena ebhoda iyathatha igovernment idle abantu bazenzela amabhizinisi bayancindezela namhlanje nje izimbabwini ebifithu i-Afrika yonke isadithi ingadlali ngempilo zabantu ayingadlali ngempilo zabantu eqiniseni elithi isadikileyi angazi ukuthi izanu noma inika imali noma kukhona okwenzakalayo ngoba iy'mpilo zabantu ziqakathekile ezabantwana bezimbabwe aluba umnankagwa akalalele abantu khona manje utshintshe wafaka amakhwathi akhe akalandaba labantu.
Hayi siyakuzwa Sithole ngiyabonga isikhathi iso sesidliwe bhodi kulabanye abafisa ukungena kuhlelo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu umsakazi wami omuhle.
No problem next week godoka bhodi
kakhulu.
Right Zimbabwe muhle that was umnumzana Sithole basithole bari kuti hanzi aiwa pamberi nema-sanctions ngaagara aripo kusvikira mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika kusvikira mamiriro akaita zvinhu patotaura nenyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika hanzi kusvikira zvese izvozvo zvachinja sanctions is hanzi in fact kana muchida ngavauwedzere tudze maondo yenu sitshele nombono wenu mailana lo dabo lukhona egudwini kana mshado uphinda mchirongwa mokwanisa on phone rapha +12026192077 nilakho njalo ukuthumezela umlayezelo ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12026503 18. But I have another guest ongenayo kuhlelo ongisakhulayo owebandla eliphikisayo ibandla ele MDC usecretary general owe youth umnumzana uGift Ostalo Siziba. Siziba, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyabonga lindani balaleli.
Hayi, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bashwi wena unjani?
Yeah.
Ostalo.
Yes,
my friend. Oh, uyangizwa. Okay. So udaba lokhona egudwini Gift siyeza uhulumende they are saying ukuthi mhla ka 25 the whole country is on public holiday ukuthi abantu baphume ngobunengi babo betshengisela as they are partake in you know the anti sanctions campaign that was set up by SADC because Zimbabwe is part of them but mhla ka 25 anti-sanctions, we must show the world they're not happy with the sanctions placed on specific entities in Zimbabwe. Nina njenge ncha, who are part of the opposition,
our position is very clear. The sanctions require is an exhausted Mkodoe narrative by people who
have... Ostalos. Inshonipo.
So ama sanctions are so interesting idea Mr. ukuqhubekela phambili kwemkhono minxa kulabantu abakwazi ukusebenza ungahamba eCuba ama sanctions kakhulu kodwa bayakwanise ukuprogressa in terms of the economic and social agenda indaba yokuqala okwesibili ama sanctions aseZimbabwe ama sanctions apiwa akuthi ama travel bans kuma individuals akukhulumende abatshontsha imali and iAmerica yakufaka kwaba sobala kuba namacala abo yilawa into zokuncindezelwa kwamalungelo abantu into zokutshontshwa kwezimali corruption njalo futhi kwasekumiswa ke le nkampani zabo eziyizo ezibanceda ukubana beqhubekele phambili benindezela abantu akula nkampani yelizwe ekuthiwa yinkampani kuma-sanctions ngaphandle kwenkampani zalaba abangamasela so yikho mina ngitheke kwiyi-narrative yabantu abayehlulekileyo abathi bona ngama-sanctions yikho thina njengebandla eliphikisayo njengabatsha sime endaweni inye mayelana nokubana ke angeke siye kumatshi siyetshengisela kuma-sanctions ngenxa yokuthi okukhoza ama-sanctions kukuyazihlala umhlaba wonke jikelele ungamiwa ukutshontsha kwezimali asisoze savakala ngama-sanctions ngikhuluma kunjalo ngikhuluma ngesikhathi lesi ngiloo makomera harizivishe omunye wabatsha bethu abathungamelayo ku-national executive ophume ejele namhlanje ngesikhathi sona esibhadale ekupheli kajesu besemajele ngendaba yokubana babonakala ekhoti bebuza ukubana ke obuleweyo akade sesandleni amapholisa wangena eqinile ucomrade yafatwa kodwa uphume seisidumbu emapolisini bese lisithi lina akula nto yokuncindezelwa kwamalungelo abantu sile nto ezinje ezenzakale namhlanje la izolo so lokhu kuyatshengisela ukubana hhayi indaba yama-sanction abafuna ukuyamatsha bafuna ukuthi usanyathwe obulala abantu ngo-agasti edubula umbhobho nguye amasotsha wakomanda ukuthi bedubula i-presidential guard babulala abantu sebulala abantu kwasepromote ukuthi hhayi sesimpromotile ama-ranks sisiya phezulu wabe sefaka kuma-sanctions list mina bengisiyamatsha njani ngahlala echigurubhi more than 3 months ngendaba yokubanjwa ngathotsha ezanupf headquarters ama-sanctions sefakwe ebantu abanjalo bese sinasiye emashuthi bekhishwa yena emaso mna kakho wazikhulumela ngomlomo wakhe ubana hhayi singasoli ama-sanctions esacalisa i-new dispensation sokunzima namhla ebefuna ukudrinka indaba yama-sanctions
Mhm. Hayi, sizoba ngicela ubambe kancane icingweni ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you angithi but. Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was our gift. Ostalo Siziba, he is the MDC Youth League Secretary General. Lai Utai, Ngolesihlanu, Muswa 25 October, and Isu Sevechi Diki Webatore MDC, Atisku Pinda Migwagwa, Atisku Nora Tizira, and Atiwirani Nema Ondro Ezruta Rone Urumende. Go to Asizonu Kutu Umlalili Yena Utseni, Ngotabole Kone Kutwini, Ngatinzo Yukutu Mtereri, Arukuti Chi. Kola Kola Mtereri, Ongena Yukushelo, Aruparu Narindia.
Ya, ndi mkoma hari.
Mati Aruparu Narindia ni?
Mukoma hari pa South Africa.
Mukoma hari. Kurise iko ku South Africa. Muruku fundira muruku piku wacho ku South Africa.
Ya, tini Jobeku.
Right. Saka mukoma hari. Vechidiki wano roko 001 mnyika. Uye vechidiki webato rino piki sare MDC. Waruku taaiwa. Chekutanga msao 25. Waruku buda wachino ratizira hanzi msao chamise nguwa yenyu. Nekuta hanzi nema onrawo. Zunu apana jwa chachinja. Asi wechidiki webato rezanu PF. Waruku taanzi nyayema sanctions. Hashtag sanctions must fall. Nekuta hanzi ndilo shuruku neta. Ndilo shuruku uraya. Ufumi wenyika. Imuno tina zo izos.
Na andino bumirana niyao. Waruku ti kuyenda kuno macha kutambisa nguwa.
Yinda.
Nekuti ndika tarisa dambudziko ratina ro muZimbabwe. Harisiri masanctions. Inyaya yekuti tine vanhu vekuti vanoti murimi ari mafodya yake. Vanomupa mabondi paper asingatenge fertilizer. Iwo votora forex. Munhu auya kuzotenga fodya muZimbabwe auya neUS auya neforeign currency. Then isusu topa murimi. Mari isingatenge chinhu. Tine vanhu vekuti vari kukoshesa diamond kudarika upenyu hwemunhu kuti munhu ngaarunonembwa kusvika afa nenyaya yekuti mwana wemuZimbabwe anhonga dombo. Saka isusu izvozvo ndonyaya dziri kunetsa Zimbabwe. Masanctions yese ariko but dhiziri riri kushayikwa muZimbabwe riri kutengeswa kubeira uku nekusouth Africa all over muSADC region but Zimbabwe haina mari yekutenga fuel. But after that vanhu vanoita mudungo wokukwira majesi kubuda munyika vakateedzana vachibuda madelegations ekuti ukaa nhamba yacho unonyara kuti kuvanhu vanoenda kumusangano weUnited Nations vakawanda kudaro zvigobatsirei nyika. Saka isusu ndikutotsigira ava vari kutaura kuti aiwa avo varifunda hatingati masanctions matravel ban on individuals because masanctions aya haana kubata nyika yese
asi mukoma
aabata ivava vane upinya.
Mukoma here ndikubvunzei kwamuri kusouth Africa ikoko mutungamiriri wenyika vasiro Ramaphosa navowo vakati hanzi pasi nemasanctions kuZimbabwe ndokuti navowo senhengo yesangano reSADC vari kuti hanzi ndizvo izvozvo zviri kuita kuti Zimbabwe ishushikane nekuti sezvabhotaurwawo newechidiki webato rezanu PF Zimbabwe for example masanctions akafanana naZidera anoita kuti zvinetse kuti Zimbabwe iwane mari yekushandisa as my loans kuitira kuti vagadzirisewo nyaya dziri kunetsa munyika.
Ya, dambudziko hombe ratinaro muSADC ndeyekuti nyika dzakaita sana South Africa kushupika kweZimbabwe dzinobhenefita zvakanyanyisa. Vanowana cheap labor, vanowana red market for their products, macooking oil, sipo, whatever zviri kutengwa zvisingaite kuZimbabwe because kuZimbabwe hakuna industry. SADC yaive nevatungamiriri vashoma vakaita sakama and Dileti Levimwana Wasa vaitaura kuti no apa pamakanganisa apa itai zvakati nezvakati but the rest varipo apa vanongopendedzana but Zimbabwe iri kushandiswa nana South Africa. They are benefiting the situation in Zimbabwe.
Aiwa.
Kuti once Zimbabwe yanaka all the people are going to run away from South Africa and their products dziri kutengwa muZimbabwe. Zimbabwe will be producing its own products. So SADC hatingaitendi apa.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma hari. Tinotenda zvikuru nekufondera kwamuri kuSouth Africa ikoko.
Aiwa, ndatenda. Tinongokutendaiwo nekutepfenyura musina dii ramakarerekera. Ivo vezano ngavataure pavari kukuvadzwa nemasanctions. Isi kuchema neuoru. Ivo ngavataurewo pavari kukuvadzwa nawo.
Hai watakunzwa irega 82 umwomterere ari kupinda muchirongwa. So Zimbabwe muhle lo ngu Harry ongusakulayo la uwele South Africa. He was touching on several different issues. Kodwa uthi hayi uthanda ukuthatha le lithuba ukuthi asibonge thina njengomsakazi we Studio 7 ngenxa yokuthi we broadcast ngelacele thina. Uphinde wathi ongusakhulayo lo owebandla elezano PF kumele achasise ukuthi kahle kahle hashtag why should the sanctions go down. So asizeni ukuthi yena umFarai uthi ngodabule khona egodwini. It's been a minute. Farai, usakhona ecingweni?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so a lot of stuff has come about since we last had you here. One central thing that seems to keep coming off is the issue of corruption. Now, Zwechokwadi Tagona Mtungamiru Wenyika, Uwumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, seemed to make his position very clear when it comes to Utaba, Lwe Nkoshagalu, e-corruption. Kodwa, e-corruption, e-loki kwekela pambili, elizweni. One of the terms, or one of the, things that seems to be holding on and keeping the sanctions on is udaba lwenkohlakalo, udaba loku, broken human rights, elizweni, and more. So what needs to be done to move this issue forward to ensure ukuthi?
I think firstly we have to establish what the actual critical rationale for a sanction is. Mm. Firstly, look at when they were introduced. They were introduced in 2001. In 2001, that's when we began to experience an economic meltdown. It didn't happen before. The economic meltdown happened after the introduction of the sanction. So if anyone's rationale is that the sanction had no impact or that does not lead to a causation of the many fault lines that we are discussing,
then Farai,
clearly let me just finish.
We can debate. People are not saying ukuthi that's not the reason. Bayavuma ukuthi yebo ngempela there's a relationship. Kodwa bathi uhulumende kumele aqale ahloniphe amalungelo abantu. Uhulumende kumele aqale implement ama reforms.
Okay. So it was important. It's critical ukuthi I establish that point, because the rationale of many of the arguments I've been hearing is that the sanctions have no relationship to the economic meltdown. Now, if you're saying that my colleagues on the panel accept, and on those who came in here disparaging the need for an anti-sanctions must fall movement, that there's no nexus, there's no relationship between the economic meltdown and the sanctions. But if we agree on that, then I can move on.
Aye.
Earlier I made the point that it is important that we separate two issues here. Mm-hmm. Firstly, it is not up to America or any country. We're not a vassal state that whose basis of existence and reform and progression is going to be determined by another country. And if any person within the opposition or in the political landscape is going to rely heavily on the whims and the intent of reform that is ushered in by America, then why should they be in opposition in the first place? It is their duty to agitate for reform in parliament. The only way we can strengthen the agenda of reform or strengthen our institutions is when the opposition takes its course and plays its role. Yes, it is not to suggest that when America has issues, and also what is an oxymoron of sorts is that how are human rights, a person merely concerned about human rights, going to use a country that has a terrible, appalling human rights record, such as the United States, mm-hmm. if one is to consider Guantanamo Bay, if one is to consider Iraq, if one is to consider Libya, through their geopolitical insufficiency and insubordinacy, if even one is to consider the worsening crisis in Syria, look at the police brutality that are happening to our own people, black men, black women, being abused in that very country. And then they are to yet usher in the reform agenda for us. Who taught them democracy when we fought against that very same, the very same partners of coloniality? Then they are to teach us what reform is. No, reform has to come from us, the people. The same way we led Chimurenga 2 and welcomed this democracy is the only way that we can caucus together as the people of Zimbabwe to lead that particular reform agenda. If it is led by someone else, we are not going to be helped.
So far,
let me just finish. The systematic solution that we're advocating for, or that people want to agitate for, be it in an institutional perspective, from an institutional perspective, in a democratic sense, are better strengthened and safeguarded by us, the Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. So I am saying that there cannot be a relationship between sanctions. Sanctions cannot be used as a bargaining chip to reform. What it does is it places the opposition at a disadvantage. They will create a sense of anarchy because people will not feel represented because they're not no one who's agitating and arguing for the plight of their constituency. ZANU-PF, and remember, sanctions are indiscriminate. They attack ZANU-PF members as a consequence of our inability for funding and the weaknessing and the weakening of our banking financial institutions due to the fact of us being impeded by a global financial power. Surely, the issues pertaining to accessing chemicals to sanitize our water is going to affect a ZANU-PF and MDC person. That's why I'm saying that in this particular, on this issue, the MDC have got it wrong, as they've often done. They called the sanctions, not realizing that they would have such an impediment, such a shock to their system, to the nationhood. Because if one is to argue, like one more point, if one is to argue that these sanctions are just targeting one person or two people in ZANU-PF, the problem is because ZANU-PF is the ruling party. They work as a deterrent to attract the very same investment we need to grow the economy and equally build the democratic institutions you rely upon so heavily to ensure that we can equally account and be transparent as to the level of efficacy that we once were at.
All right, what in Mbambo Mlomo Puti. So ngiyazukuthini lo mlalelo ongenayo kuhlelo sokusele 4 minutes vele othu mlalela khulume bese sicqhuba uhlelo. Khola khola mthelela ripari nare ndiyani.
Hello, it's Jeff from Liverpool, UK.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, bud?
I'm all right. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. So, Jeff, the issue of sanctions seems to be the topic of discussion today. Tell us what you think.
Right. My sanctions, they're doing a great job. If you see the government making such moves, we are declaring the 25th of October to be a public road to fight against this, which means it's working. Because, number one, you should ask yourself, what are sanctions? What are they for? What have we done? And what should we do for them to be removed? The Americans can't just come one day. The Zimbabwean government must have done something for them to take action. Those are
right. These guys
now want, because most of these guys control these financial institutions. They go and loot. They take money from the people. They go and bank. So that loophole they used to have to take that money outside of Zimbabwe and invest it offshore.
Especially the ordinary person ku Zimbabwe ari kutaiwa hongu muri kuisa ma sanctions kune munhu akafana nemutungamiriri wenyika va Emerson Mnangagwa uye zve vachiwenga asi tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kugara munyika the ordinary person havana mari yekuti vakarwara voenda havo ku China vakarwara voitawo zvavanoda vanongopindawo mundege voenda ivo vamuri kuisira masanctions vane mari vanokwanisa kuzviita izvozvo saka zvino ivo vanhu vakafanana navamvuti vari kuagiwa vachiti mukabvisa zvirango izvozvo munhu the ordinary person anobva awanawo mukana wekuwanawo health care iri nani mungatii nazvo izvozvo sezvo muri kuti ngaachengetwe masanctions.
Right. I will say this. Masanctions are a guy. They don't have to do it in my lives on in Zimbabwe. It's the government. My sanctions are there towards the government of Zimbabwe. They told people not to visa US dollar. They came up with the bond note and everything. They are controlling the economy. So if people can't access money, you could try and another money came to bank. I think that in a mari, the problem is government. Quite my sanctions. Because I'm supposed to access my money in bank with no rap. I'm supposed to earn enough for me to go with no one health care. So these all problems are being caused by the government. So I don't know if I think Ari gets a good sanctions. No, it's all about Tikangweta deal with corruption. If there's the rule of law, stop abusing human rights, things will work in Zimbabwe. We need to tackle those things.
All right, Mkoma Jeff, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, nguwa ndiyo inenge ajikana na ndruko na ukti hapa.
One more word.
You have 10 seconds, bro. 10 seconds.
I think, okay, 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys. Firstly, sanctions, if a whole government, right, is responsibility, is to be able to distribute, to assume the distributive income, distribute
but
wealth.
I have to wrap it up now, bro.
But if it's impeded, then it can't do anything.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe, we'll say, manjo, kubakuna wa farai muvuti, mukanzo wa shukari kuna Charles Nyoni, uyeje, ostalo sizima. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us today. Pachirongwa Z Connection. Good night, Zimbabwe, we'll say. Bye-bye.